Very good afternoon to all of us.
大家下午好。
Our topic today is entitled Learning How to Seek God's Will in My Life.
我们今天的讲题是如何寻找神在我们生命当中的旨意。
However, the text today is from Genesis chapter 24. It's a really long chapter.
今天的经文取自创世纪第24章，一个很长的一段经文。
In fact, the whole chapter is the longest chapter in the book of Genesis.
其实这章是整本创世纪当中最长的一章。
And chapter 24 deals with one very important aspect of the life of every believer.
这24章关乎每个信徒生命当中一个很重要的部分。
The issue of finding a compatible life partner in marriage.
这就是在婚姻里寻找一个合适的伴侣。
Having said that, I believe we shall prayerfully look into certain guiding principles that may help us, you know, in seeking God's will for each one of us.
所以就让我们来查考，也来学习一些原则，好让我们能够知道神在我们生命当中的旨意。
At the very beginning of time, God had already ordained marriage as a part and parcel of life.
在创世的时候，神已经命定人要有婚姻。
He designed marriage to be permanent.
神设立了婚姻是要长久永久的。
So if we make a mistake about our job or our study or whether we study science or we study computer or we study, you know, medicine, it is still retractable.
如果我们的工作或学业，比如学业，我们读科学或数学或医学，如果读错了，还可以改。
So not so with marriage.
但是婚姻就不能改。
Marriage is for life and therefore not, must not be taken lightly or entered in unadvisedly.
婚姻是很重要的，而且是永久的，所以我们不可以轻看婚姻。
That's why in church service he says, it's not to be entered in unadvisedly.
所以要进入婚姻的话，需要长时间的来思考，才能做出决定。
Sadly, in our world today, many Christians, even from churches, that are fundamental, do not realize what they are getting themselves into.
可惜的是，许多基督徒，甚至那些保守的教会的基督徒，他们都不明白婚姻的意义。
So they say, I love you, you love me, God put us together, let's get married.
他们就说，你爱我，我也爱你，神把我们撮合在一起，我们就来结婚吧。
There's no time of actually waiting and learning how to seek counsel and be directed by the Lord.
可是他们没有花时间来寻求神的旨意。
Marriage for a couple can go two ways.
婚姻对夫妇来说有两个方向。
It can be filled with blessedness.
可以是充满福气的。
Or it can be filled with bitterness.
也可能是充满苦毒的。
So this account of Abraham instructing his servant to find a wife for Isaac provides some significant guidelines for this critical issue of marriage.
所以亚伯拉罕在这里，他怎样的来吩咐他的仆人为以撒娶妻，就能够教导我们关于婚姻的一些原则。
It's a long chapter, so I'll just deal with very generally.
是一个很长的经文，所以我就大概的跟大家解说。
Okay, so that here you see Abraham and his servant Eliezer took this mission in a very serious way.
这里我们看到亚伯拉罕和他的仆人把为以撒娶妻看作是一个很重要的一件事情。Abraham
was very sure of two things at least.
亚伯拉罕很清楚两件事。The
wife for his son must not be from the inhabitants of the land of the Canaanites.
他儿子的妻子不能是从迦南地出来的。Not
compatible.
是不合适的。It
must come from his own people.
以撒的妻子必须是从他本族本地出来的。The
bride must be from Abraham's homeland of Haran.
这妻子必须是从亚伯拉罕的本地出来的。So
our life partner must be from a church.
所以我们终身的伴侣必须是从教会出来的。The
people of God.
必须是属神的人。That's
why if you read Genesis chapter 22, turn that to that, 20 to 25, you can see this.
所以我们看创世纪第22章, 第
two chapters back.
20到25节。 创世纪第二十二章第二十节这么说，这事以后有人告诉亚伯拉罕说，你家给你兄弟拿赫生了几个儿子，长子 是乌斯，他的兄弟是普斯和亚兰的父亲基姆利，并基帅、哈索、毕达、伊拉、比土利生利百加，这八人都是密加给亚伯拉罕的兄弟拿赫生的。拿赫的妾名叫流马，生了第八加含他赫和马加。
Okay. So Abraham has gone back to find a wife out of his family, alright, in Haran.
亚伯拉罕吩咐了他的仆人回到他的本地去，为以撒找了妻子。
They must be from the godly line.
必须是从这神圣的、圣洁的家庭里出世的。
Secondly, Abraham is sure that Isaac must not leave this land and return to where his father came from.
第二点，亚伯拉罕也知道以撒不能够离开迦南地，回到他的本地去。
That will be going against God.Against what God had called Abraham to do.
如果他这么做的话，就会违背神的旨意。
Abraham was to trust God and go to the land where Jehovah will lead him.
亚伯拉罕必须相信神，并且离开本地到神应许他的地方去。
Remember, God called Abraham out of the Chaldees and then went to Haran and then said, "Look, you have to follow me." And Abraham immediately left his all and went off.
还记得吗？神呼召亚伯拉罕出他的本地出来，然后到哈兰地去，然后亚伯拉罕就这么做了。
So when we bow to God's will, we must leave everything behind and not return back to our old kind of life.
而且亚伯拉罕也卸下了一切，所以我们如果要遵行神的旨意的话，我们也要这么做，卸下一切，并且不要回去过去的。
With that in mind, Eliezer was quite a bit put off.
所以知道了这是亚伯拉罕的仆人就有点犹豫。
He was afraid that the young lady will not follow him back.
他怕这女子不与他同回到迦南地。
Back to where Abraham was staying, that was in Canaan.
女子可能不愿意回到亚伯拉罕所住的地方，就是迦南地。
Verses 2 to 9, remember the servant say, "Hey, what happens if the lady doesn't want to follow me back?"
所以第二到第九节就告诉我们这仆人如何的回答亚伯拉罕说，如果这女子不与我同回怎么办？
Never mind. Abraham said, "I put you under oath. If you don't follow me back, then forget it. You're free from the oath."
所以亚伯拉罕就对他说，如果这女子不肯跟你回来，那我使你起的事就与你无干了。
So you see here, the servant was found.
所以我们看到亚伯拉罕的仆人他是忠心的。
Dr. John Davis, in his book, Paradise to Prison, okay, he just wrote a book. He said he carried out his mission with such good judgment and firmness that he must be considered one of the outstanding characters in scriptures.
一个解经家他这么说，亚伯拉罕的仆人能够这样的忠心执行他的任务呢，他是一个非常值得我们学习的一个人。
Yeah. So if we want to serve the Lord, we realize this. We have to keep faith with the Lord.
所以如果我们要侍奉神的话，我们必须要忠心于神。
Seeking God's will. Here in Genesis 24, the account of three God-fearing men.
寻求神的旨意，我们在这章可以看到有三位敬畏神的人。
Abraham is now about 140 years old.
这个时候亚伯拉罕已经大概140岁了。
Sarah already passed on.
撒拉已经过世了。
Remember at the last verse there, verse 67, Isaac needs the mummy.
在24章第67节最后一节的时候说到以撒自从他母亲不在了这才得安慰。
So in the end, he got another lady to comfort him, and that was Rebecca.
以撒需要他的母亲，所以只等到他得到利百加之后，他才得到安慰。
Okay, and all three men were seeking God's special blessing and guidance.
这三个敬畏神的人呢，他们都寻求神的带领，神的赐福。
And you see in Abraham's case, Abraham could have taken the easy and convenient way out.
我们看到亚伯拉罕的身上，他可以寻求一个很简单的方法。
He can easily get a son from the people around him.
他可以很随意的从身边的人娶一个妻子。
He would say, "Hey, look, Isaac. I think since I'm staying here." Never mind, I get a daughter-in-law from here, then the people will be like me, you know. We can all be into the fabric of society.
亚伯拉罕可能会说，反正我们都住在这里了，不如就从这里为以撒娶个妻子吧。
But he did not.
可是他没有这么做。
He could have asked the son, "Son, I'm the father. You're my son. Okay, choose somebody you like to comfort you in life."
或许亚伯拉罕也可以对儿子说：“以撒，你自己选一个妻子来安慰你吧。”
But he did not.
可是他也没有这么做。
Isaac could have looked out for some pretty lady, and what? Come to Abraham and say, "Daddy, I like this lady. She's very, very pretty, and she loves me as well. So can we get married?"
以撒也可能找一个貌美的女子，并且对他的父亲亚伯拉罕说：“这女子很貌美，她也爱我们。”能够结婚吗？
But that is not the way.
可是他们都没有这么做，因为这不是正确的方法。
When we seek God's will, God must come first.
他们寻求神的旨意，神要放在首位。
And for such a critical issue in Abraham's life, he must have prayed much.
关于这么重要的事情，亚伯拉罕一定是有常常的祷告。
In Isaac's case, you know, if you say I need the comfort, why should I wait?Daddy, this is my life. Let me run it my way.
在以撒的身上，他可能说：“这是我的生命，就让我做决定吧。”
If I get a wife that is every fight with her, it's my business.
他说：“如果我娶了一个妻子，每天和我争吵，这也是我的事。”
Anyway, you are already 140 years old. Bye bye soon. But I have to live with my wife for the next 60 years.
他可能会说：“父亲亚伯拉罕已经140岁了。”很快我们就要说再见了，可是我要与我的妻子还要活很长的一段时间。
So that's my business.
所以这是我的事情。
Is it true of us? I hope not, because if we have children, we're going to think of these things, right?
这是我们的做法吗？因为我希望不是，因为如果我们有儿女的话，我们必须思想这些事情。
If your son or your daughter also think about daddy's heart and mommy's heart.
如果你的儿女能够在乎到他父母亲的心意的话
，Okay, so Isaac honored the father and the mother.
所以以撒他就尊重了他的父母亲。
Which commandment is that?
这是第几个诫命呢
？Number five. God's delegated authority. Okay.
这是十诫当中的第五个诫命。
He honored God.
以撒就遵从了神。
That's the way to seek God's will in our lives.
我们要寻求上帝在我们生命当中的旨意，就是要这么做。
Eliezer's case，
在关于亚伯拉罕的仆人的身上
，In service he has proved to be a devoted servant.
他在侍奉上，他已经证明他是一个忠心的仆人。
He can tell.Master, I serve you all this while. I give you your blanket. I take care of your sheep. I take care of your whatever it is, your vineyard, all that. I order the workmen all around me. But wow, to find a wife for your son, that is a very big responsibility. I don't want.
这仆人可能说，主人啊，我已经常常的侍奉你，为你做出了这么多，但是你要我为你的儿子找一个妻子，这是太难了，我不愿意这么做。
It was a heavy responsibility.
这是一个很重大的责任。
But when we trust God, are we able to accept that kind of responsibility?
但是如果我们信靠神的话，我们能够接受这么重的负担吗？
When they want to ordain me.I was so scared. I said, "Hey, I just want to be a preacher. I just want to be a pastor. But call me a reverend. Sorry, I don't think I have the standard."
当人们要安利我做牧师的时候，我 心里想，哇，我只想做一个传道就好，我没有那个资格做一个案例的牧师。
It was frightening.
我非常的惧怕。
But my session or my committee at that point of time told me, Preacher Wee, you know, every month, Reverend Ronnie Koo, your good friend have to come and conduct the Lord's Supper. How can we keep on using him?
所以当时的教会的长执就这么的对我说，黄传道啊，我们每个月都必须邀请邱牧师到我们当中来带领我们领受圣餐，这怎么行呢？
Yeah, we have a preacher, we do the work of God together, how can you run away from your responsibility? You jolly well do it.
你是我们的传道，我们一起在侍奉神，你必须成为一个案例的牧师。
And so my easiest case, I was overwhelmed, I said, hey, no, 安吉牧师不是小事情。
所以当时我与亚伯拉罕的仆人一样，我非常的惧怕，因为做一个安利的牧师不是一个小事。
But in each case we see, if we seek God's will, we'll be fully attuned to His leading.
但是如果我们能够看到，如果我们跟随神的旨意的话，神必定带领我们。
People can point a finger at Abraham and say, you throw away your responsibility.
有些人可能指责亚伯拉罕说，你把你的责任丢掉吗？
In Israel's case, you dare to take this kind of responsibility.
或有人也会说，对亚伯拉罕的仆人说，你为什么敢接这么大的责任呢？
In Isaac's case, you think you're old enough to run your life, but you still, mommy, daddy, help me. You know, you like a clinging kid, you know.You're not a man.
或有些人也会对以撒说，你适合结婚吗？因为你还在为你母亲不在了的事而伤心。
But we realize all these men have proven themselves faithful.
但是我们能够发现，这三个人都是忠心于神的。
They go according to God's word.
他们按着神的话语。
They go according to God's leading.
也按着神的带领。
As you can see, the whole account.Actually, clearly shows the sovereign hand of God.
我们看到这整章的经文告诉我们神的主权。
So we realize, firstly, we must realize, learn how to accept responsibility by looking to God, not to self.
所以我们要学习的是，就是我们要看着神，并且接受神所给我们的责任。
The second thing we can see here is the trust, the total trust and dependence upon the Lord.
第二点，我们能够看到这些人，他们都完全的信靠了神。
Because to say, okay, all right, I accept, is one thing, but really now to carry it out is another thing.
因为说我接受这个责任是一件事，不过要行把这责任行出来、做出来又是另一件事。
You realize at the end of it, we read what was Isaac doing all this time.
我们在最后读到的时候，以撒在做什么呢？
Well, the father Abraham sent all the servant. What was Isaac doing at all this time?
当亚伯拉罕把仆人差回去找为以撒娶个妻子的时候，以撒在做什么呢？
Look at verse 63.
我们来看第63节。
Our brother will read it for us.
创世纪第24章第63节这么说。天将晚，以撒出来在田间默想，举目一看，见来了些骆驼。
Yes, Isaac was in the evening meditating.
这里告诉我们，天将晚，以撒出来在田间，他在默想。
He realized the father's wish is to find him a wife.
他知道他父亲的愿望是为他娶一个妻子。
He realized Eliezer.Has been given that work.
他也知道他亚伯拉罕的仆人被命令有这个责任。
And he said, God maybe send me a lovely, lovely, beautiful girl to be my wife.
可能他心里在想，神会赐给我一个很貌美的女子为妻。
We don't know, but one thing we know, he was connected to God.
我们不知道，但是我们知道的是，这段时间以撒一直与神。
We can trust God.
我们能够信靠神。
But does that trust work out to be all the time in communion with God?
这信靠是否就代表我们时时刻刻都与神亲近呢？
Yes. So, it's important. In Eliezer's case, he had served God. He had served Abraham all these many years of his life.
所以很重要，我们要学习到亚伯拉罕的仆人，他这么多年来的侍奉。
And time and again, you see in Abraham's life, he made a lot of mistakes, like a long life's way. Right?
也学习到亚伯拉罕的生命，他犯了许多的错误。
But he realized he served this man faithfully. And God is going to answer his prayer.
但是亚伯拉罕的仆人依旧忠心的侍奉亚伯拉罕，他也认识到神必定应允亚伯拉罕的祷告。
So if I am working for this man of God, things would turn out fine.
他知道如果我是为一个属神的人工作的话呢，事情必定能够成就。
Abraham walked with God, and so will I walk with God to accomplish my purpose.
所以他知道亚伯拉罕与神同行，我自己也要与神同行来做神的工。
He saw Isaac's case connected to the Lord. He saw Abraham trusting the Lord.And trusting his servant to carry out that work. And that impacted Eliezer. What do I do now with this responsibility?
所以亚伯拉罕的仆人看到以撒他是与神亲近的，他也看到亚伯拉罕如何的信靠神，所以他接到这个责任，他应该怎么做呢？
We always realize, in our lives daily, we learn how to walk with God.
所以我们要学习我们每日在生活当中，我们要怎样的与神同行
？It's only when we get the problem that say, "God, where are you? I'm going to trust you to help me out. I'm your child. You know, you must look after me. You must attend to this problem of mine. You must provide for me." It's only when difficulties then we keep on praying like this.
或许是只有当我们遇到困难苦难的时候，我们才来寻求神，求神说：“神啊，我是你的儿女，你必须要帮助我，你必须来帮助。”
But you have to look at our walk with God must be that close. If we want to seek His will, we have to be connected to Him every day.
可是如果我们要真真正正来寻求神的旨意的话，我们每天都要与神同行，每天时时刻刻都要亲近神。
So as long as you walk humbly, consistently, submissively, obediently, we need not worry.
所以如果我们只要谦卑顺服与神同行的话，我们就不需要担心了。
In Eliezer's case, it was a 450-mile journey.
亚伯拉罕的仆人他的这任务必须使他走450里路。
So after all such a long journey, he prayed for God's help.
走了这么远，他就祷告神的帮助。
So where to go? He scratched his head.
他应该到哪里去呢？他就不知道。
So he says, "I think the best place is go." The place where everybody gathers, and so he went to a well.
所以他就想最适当的地方就是当人们聚集的地方，他就到了一口井旁。
In the ancient Near East, and even today, today I think you all do not know about the Kampung days. Our Kampung day has only one standpipe where all the ladies go and wash their clothes, right? Every evening.
在还没那么发达的时候，我们还在村子里居住的时候呢，我们。有水的地方只有一处。
So that's where the people gather.
所以大家都会聚集在那里。
So he was given by wisdom of God how to go. I think I go there.
所以他在这里得到神的智慧，他知道他应该到井旁那里去。
Of course, where all these people gather, he also what? He will gather there because after traveling, you need water, you need to replenish yourself, you need to feel relaxed now at the end of the journey.
当然他不只能够在那里观察到那里的人，他也能够在那里有水喝来使自己补足。
So it was during evening time. It reminded me when I prepared this message to Kampung days. We children also will go and then we will just play with the water just before the evening because 3 o'clock very hot. So we go and play around until 4 something, then the ladies start to get out, get us out or else.There's only one standpipe in the whole kampung, okay?
所以在这里圣经告诉我们是在天将晚的时候亚伯拉罕的仆人到那里去，因为就同我以前的日子也一样，我 我们在天降晚的时候，也在那有水的地方那里玩耍，只等到那些妇女出来把我们赶走。
Okay, so all the ladies actually during those times they are very very shy, but they have to go and fetch water for the family.
当时的妇女们，她们很害羞，但是她们必须到井旁打水来为她的家庭打水。
So he says it's very difficult to choose a pretty lady for my master's son.
他说要为我的主人的儿子娶一个貌美的妻子很难。
Why?
为什么呢？
They wear tudung.
因为他们都用帕子蒙上脸。
No, they actually cover themselves.
对，他们会用帕子来蒙上他们的脸。
So only look by the eye only. Whether the eye is twinkling.
只能够看到他们的眼睛。
That's why at the end of it, remember, when Rebecca saw Isaac quickly put on the veil.
所以在最后我们可以看到，一百家后在看到以撒的时候，他又拿了帕子蒙上脸。
Yeah. So that is the thing. So when he was there, he don't know who to choose, which lady of me, but he set certain conditions.
所以那仆人到了那里，他不知道应该选择谁，但是他做出了一些决定。
So I want this girl to come. I ask water.He will allow me to drink, and on top of that, he will water my camel.
所以他就说，这女子如果她来，她不只会给我水喝，也会给我的骆驼水喝。
Why did Eliezer think of all these things?
为什么呢？仆人会这么想呢？
You realize, because the lady she chose must be very gracious and kind.
因为这他选择的这女子呢，必须是蛮有恩惠，并且非常的良善的。
Eliezer is probably an old man or at least middle age, 50-60. He had traveled so long, he must be very very tired, and he looks tired, you know. And this lady is oh poor old man, need water to drink. He asked me water, okay, I will draw the water for him to drink.
所以因为这仆人他已经走了很长的一段路，他大概也年纪已经老迈了，所以当这女子呢看到这么一个又老又累的老迈的先生的时候呢，他会取水来给他们喝。
So it's an act of kindness, a kind, gracious, and hopefully pretty lady.
所以这就表示呢，这女子是非常善良的。
And usually in those Eastern nations, in the Middle East, I do not know, I think president is the same. The ladies will not talk to the men.
而且呢，在当时呢，他们的妇女们是不与那些男人说话的。
They will just ignore, they would not respond in that way. To respond is, you know, it's not their custom to do so.
他们的习俗就是女子不会与男人说话。
Okay. Another thing, alright?To water the camel is not easy.
第二就是如果要取水给骆驼喝呢是不容易的。
You know how much does a camel drink?
你们知道骆驼喝多少水呢？
One camel is 41 liters of water.
一只骆驼是41公升水。
41 bottle of this water.
就是我们水瓶41瓶这么多的水。
How many camels did Eliezer bring along with him?
他们带了多少只骆驼呢？
10.
十只骆驼。
410 liters.
就是410公升的水。
So, how many times must she, many of us do not know, okay, the older ones like me will know, right? How the well, remember?You take the water, it's about this one, and then you lower it down, and then you come up. 410 meters. Can you tell me how many times you must go up and down the well?
那么李百家他需要重复的打水几次呢，才能够喂饱足这十只骆驼。
Kind, tender-hearted, you know?And what? Strong lady.
所以这就告诉我们这女子呢必须是善良并且用功并且是
So that next time Abraham's family will get a very strong can work, and the family will be very good, healthy, strong.
所以就是以后亚伯拉罕的一家能够靠着这善良有能力的女子。
So whatever Eliezer has said, God answered perfectly. Verse 18-20.
所以亚伯拉罕的仆人所祷告的呢，神都应允了。从创世纪第24章第18到20节，这里说：“女子说：我主请喝，就急忙拿下瓶来，托在手上给他喝。女子给他喝了，就说：我在为你骆驼打水，叫骆驼也喝足。他就急忙把瓶里的水倒在槽里，又跑到井旁打水。”
就为所有的骆驼打水上来。Amazing, isn't it?
这是非常奇妙的，不是吗？
Well, Eliezer next tested her.
所以呢，这里我们看到这女子受到了考验。Here
he realized it. Okay, he gave Rebecca these tokens. All right, these tokens of as a reward. Right. Gave her the bracelet in verse 22, right? Golden earring, two bracelet, 10 shekel of gold.
Alright, look at the
So from verse 23 onwards, we see how Eliezer now connect with the family.
所以在23节过后，我们就能够读到这仆人如何与100家的家庭打有联系。
Read verse 27.
我们来看第27节。这里圣经说：“耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的神是应当称颂的，因他不断以慈爱诚实待我主人。” 至于我耶和华在路上引领我，直走到我主人的兄弟家里。
And so he was accepted into the family in verse 31. Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? I prepared house and room for your camel. So he was received happily into the house. But Laban looked at what? Gold. Earring. Must be very rich.
所以在31节就告诉我们， 仆人被接受进入到他们的家里，31节这么说，便对他说：“你这蒙耶和华赐福的，请进来，为什么站在外面？我已经收拾了房屋，也为骆驼准备了地方。”但是拉班其实他是看到了他所送的那些金子银子，他才这么做的。Okay,
now Eliezer stated his case. Alright, there are three things I want us to see. Verse 35. The Lord had blessed my master greatly. So he spoke about Abraham, the master.
所以过后呢，圣经就记载，亚伯拉罕的仆人如何将整段过程述说出来。他第一是提到他的主人亚伯拉罕，在35节这么说：“耶和华大大的赐福给我主人，使他昌大，又赐给他羊群、牛群、金银、仆婢、骆驼和驴。”
So if I want to ask Rebecca a hand for my master's son, then don't worry, we won't make her a slave, we will make her mistress of the house.
所以呢，这就表示如果他们要100家成为以撒的妻呢，这100家就不会成为一个仆婢，但是成为全家的女主人。
So don't worry, if she comes with me, then because she's going to be the heir, because Isaac is the only son. Verse 36.
不需要担心，因为如果他来到这里的话呢，因为以撒是他的独生子，所以我主人也将一切所有的都赐给这儿子了。
And thirdly, look at verse 38, he says, right, thou shalt go into my father's house with my kindred and take a wife unto my son. So he wants a godly line.
所以在第38节也提到，你要往我父家、我本族那里去，为我儿子娶一个妻子。这就告诉我们，他是把要女子从一个圣洁的家庭里出世的。
Alright, these are the practical things that Laban and Nahor's family could see.
所以这些是很实际的事情，拉班他们一家能够看到的。
Three things, your sister will be secure, no problem because my master is rich. Secondly, your sister will be secure because he will be heir. She will be a mistress and not a servant. Thirdly, she will be in a godly line, you will not ill treat her.
所以在这里能够看到三件事，第一就是一百家不会受亏待，因为他主人的家非常的富裕。第二就是以撒是唯一的儿子将继承他主人的产业。第三就是他们是从一个圣洁的家庭出来的。
And in verse 40 we see, look, the angel before whom I walk will send his angels with thee. And so he says, it is God's design that I found Rebecca.It's the angel of the Lord that led me and answered all these very specifics. It's divine guidance.
所以在第十节四十节也提到，这是神圣的带领。因为这经节这么说，我所侍奉的耶和华必要差遣他的使者与你同去，叫你的道路通达。所以他们所成就的一切都是按照神的旨意。
And in verse 42, he says, I was prayerful. I did my part, God did his part.
而且在四十二节也告诉我们，这仆人说他是有祷告的，他完成了他人的责任，神也完成了神的责任。
So we can clearly see God answered his prayer, verse 46.
所以我们能看到呢，神应允了这仆人的祷告。
Very, very great detail.
在四十六节告诉我们，他祷告有许多的细节，但是都被应验了。
And we thank God, right?
所以我们感谢神。
So, what did the family do? Verse 51, Rebecca is before thee. Take her and go. Let her be thy master's son's wife as the Lord had spoken. So they accepted it as God's will.
所以拉班一家他们怎么做呢？在51节这么说，看啊，利百加在你面前，可以将她带去，照着耶和华所说的，给你主人的儿子为妻。
And you know how we respond when God answers our prayers? Look at verse 52.
当神应允我们的祷告的时候，我们应该怎么做呢？看第52节。52节说，亚伯拉罕的仆人听见他们这话，就向耶和华俯伏在地。
Yes. Very often when God answers our prayer, we forget, right? We are so happy, pass our exam. Wow, call up your friend, hey, come on, let's meet at McDonald's, let's see, wow. No.You're having exam, right? Don't forget, okay?
很多时候呢，我们当神应允我们的祷告的时候，我们很快就忘记，并且自己就与朋友出去庆祝了。比如说我们考试考得好成绩，我们也就忘记，所以我们不应该忘记。
So he said, Eliezer said, okay, come, let me go home. Verse 54. Send me away unto my master.I must hurry home.
所以在54节，这亚伯拉罕的仆人就说，请打发我回我主人那里去吧。
And then verse 55, the family said, wait lah, why are you so impatient? Let us enjoy our sister first, then we let her go, not going to see her again, you know. Let us have some, you know, small talk first. Which is very natural, right? You don't want to lose a family member like that.
就是第55节就告诉我们，利百加的哥哥和他母亲说，让女子同我们再住几天，至少十天，然后他可以走。
So, Eliezer was very clever. She asked Rebecca, now you ask this lady, how? What will she want to do?
所以这仆人就回答说，让我们问利百加，看这女子她要做出怎样的决定。
And Rebecca said, yes, if it's God's leading for my life, I will go.
利百加就说，我愿意去，因为他知道这是神的旨意，我愿意去。
We thank God, alright. When we seek His will, when we trust Him, when we put our future to Him, and we are prayerful, looking to Him, He blesses us richly, specifically, with good success.
我们感谢神，当我们信靠他，并且寻求他的旨意的时候， 神必定应允我们，并且大大的赐福给我们。
Yes, it's very, very important to realize. We want to seek God's will. You can see how critical this issue of marriage is to Abraham, to Eliezer, to Isaac, and to Rebecca's family.
很重要的就是当我们看到我们要寻求神的旨意的时候，我们必须信靠神，就在这里，这婚姻这么重大的一件事上。
Eliezer traveled 450 miles. How many days do you think that will be?
他们亚伯拉罕的仆人他走了450里路，你们想想这段路需要花多长的时间呢？
Isaac every day must have gone out there and look and coming back as well.
以撒大概每天都在田间里观看是否他的仆人会回来。
For us, you drive to Changi Airport.
对于我们来说呢，可能我们会到樟宜机场去看那飞机回来了没有。
450 miles for a camel to travel is not just one day, it will take weeks.
450里路要骆驼来行走的话，不是一天的路程，需要花上几周的时间。
What I'm trying to imply? Perseverance, prayerful, and surely God will answer.
我要强调的是什么呢？就是我们应该有恒心，并且借着祷告，神必定应允我们。
Yes, God will bring all things to pass according to His perfect will.
神会按照他完美的旨意成就一切。
We only trust Him.
只要我们信靠他的话
，All things will be right.
所有事情必定会成就。
Do our part like Abraham, trying to comfort the son because he just lost the wife. He did not look to his own comfort and say, "I miss Sarah very much."You know, somebody loses a life partner is very difficult to live.
我们要做我们应当做的责任，比如在这里亚伯拉罕一样，当他失去他的妻子的时候，是非常痛心的。
But God knows how to comfort us.
但是神知道如何使我们得安慰。
Well, there are many other lessons we can learn, but what I can glean from this such a long text, I've never preached on 67 verses. Okay, 6 or 7 verses here, but not 67 verses.
我们还可以学习到很多的功课，在这么长的一段经文里，我从来没有在一堂道讲67节这么多，6到7节可能。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we are mindful of thy love and care upon us. As our heavenly Father, thou art our Lord and our God. Thy and direct us to fulfill thy will.
我们在天上的父，我们满心感谢你，我们。认识到神你对我们的爱，你是我们的神，必定指引我们来完成神你的旨意。
Help us to seek thy will in every area and aspects of our lives.
帮助我们在生命的每个环节、每个岗位都来寻求神你的旨意。
Then how we will have faith, Lord, to trust you to work things out for us.
我们能够有信心来相信神你必定在我们生命当中成就你的旨意。
So in the midst of us, we know some of us are struggling with matters that we cannot resolve.
在我们当中，我们知道有人在挣扎，有一些事情是我们不能够解决的。
Minister unto us, we pray.
求神你来帮助我们。
We give you thanks in Jesus' name.
我们感谢奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.